One of the things I love about you guys and I love about this show is that you can help dictate the flow of content on this program, the direction of what we talk about. And yesterday we're talking about, I don't even remember what
it was. We're talking about what you missed in Sydney.
That's right. That's right. And then randomly we got a call about one of the greatest things that I've never seen or known about called El Caballo Blanco. Bill in Bankstown, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Don't know if you remember back in the 80s, El Caballo Blanco, that white horse.
El Caballo Blanco. It sounds great. Never heard of it in my life. Sounds great, though. El Caballo Blanco.
Mate, they had one horse, which was pretty much worked to the crap house, and then a couple of wobbly slides, and that was pretty much it for the theme park.
I know it no longer exists as a business, Mez, but tomorrow you need to do an ad for El Caballo Blanco.
I'm going to do it. And I certainly have. I'm a man of my word when it suits me. And we've done a little bit of research on El Caballo Blanco, which I clearly like saying far too much.
We got so many calls.
We did. Like dozens and dozens and dozens of people who just wanted to talk about El Caballo Blanco. And that's what I'm saying. You guys dictate where this show goes, particularly if it's a little bit ludicrous. Now, El Caballo Blanco shut down in 2007. Up until that, they had some pretty mind-numbing ads for the amusement park.
El Caballo Blanco has rapidly grown over the past 6 years to become one of Sydney's premier attractions. The beautiful picnic grounds with numerous covered pavilions and barbecues is the ideal setting for a family or company picnic. There's unlimited rides for all. Go back in time with a ride on the 1880 horse-drawn omnibus or a leisurely paddle around
omnibus.
The lake.
Also
for the thrill seekers or the young at heart, there's thrills and spills in the roller skate park and water slide.
Okay.
A touch of nostalgia with a brilliant demonstration of sheepdog trials and sheep shearing.
You I'm sorry. You are, mate. You are terrible. Absolutely shocking. That ad sounds, in parts, if you took away that kind of upbeat music in the background, that sounds a little bit like a social messaging thing for beware of stranger danger or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's stranger danger. Anyway, so I've been obsessed with El Caballo Blanco as a result of this, and I've gone out and created a new commercial for El Caballo Blanco, and I know that it's because it no longer functions because of the equine flu. That's right, when all the horses went, oh, nice. It's a bit of a sad way to go. Anyway, I've made an ad for a non-existent company. Here it is.
Looking for the ultimate Spanish-inspired theme park but can't be rooted going to Spain?
El Caballo Blanco!
We've taken a shitty paddock in Narellan and made it shitter, turning it into Australia's only Spanish-themed horse amusement park.
El Caballo Blanco!
Watch our Andalusian horses dance to your delight. These beautiful beasts can walk on their hind legs. Occasionally, there's an accident, but it's all good. We've got heaps more where that came from. Kids can also ride our miniature ponies to their heart's delight. And if the ponies get too tired, we'll just get your little princess a new one.
El Caballo Blanco!
We also have water slides, which are in fact just regular play equipment slides with a hose and a bottle of Trix as lube. Still, there's a very high chance our slides will rip your ass out.
El Caballo Blanco!
There's plenty of parking and a kiosk, so why not try one of our very unique hot dogs? And there's even a swing set for the kids that hardly anyone has died on.
El Caballo Blanco!
El Caballo Blanco, the Spanish-inspired pony park in Narellan, opens 7 days a week and then mysteriously closed forever.
Mez, equine flu.
Ugh, better get some more bullets.
El Caballo Blanco!
Yes! I am so commonly wrapped with my own work, but particularly today, ladies and gentlemen, am I thrilled with El Caballo Blanco. That's the ad I was born to write.
Now, for those people flying out
luckily,
to Narellan,
luckily, it's no longer in business. Otherwise, we would be in deep trouble.
Business does not exist anymore. No. So save your cancel or don't cancel your plans for this weekend. No.